In the first part of this story on the local organization surviving and giving back, AMR spoke with Becky Downer, a cancer survivor who, along with Dee Dee Simpson of Covington, raises money to care for cancer patients and their families. Becky often mentioned the importance the surrounding community has in caring for sick people. She also talked about how it's not always possible to tell how ill some patients are while they manage to go about their daily living.
I may have a bad day today. I may be emotional today. I may not be feeling so well today. It's just different things. So just lend a helping hand, send the prayers, be supportive.
Both Becky and Dee Dee have used their experiences as cancer patients to pay it forward and make it possible for residents of the Highlands to feel cared for as they struggle with the disease. Boots and Bling, coming up on June 15th, raises funds and supports two organizations this year.
This will be an event of the Surviving Giving Back that we have put on. This will be our second annual event, and also we'll be making a donation to the Doris Bye Foundation that's locally here in Bath County. The Boots and Bling will take place at the River Uplands Farm in Millboro, and the address is 28527 Mountain Valley Road. It will be held on Saturday, June the 15th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it's 18 and year older event.
I assumed the evening included some dinner and dancing, and somehow was dressy and casual at the same time.
So that's the reason I said get your boots on and dust off the boots.
Music will be provided by DJ Willie Smith and Santana Hope. And Becky told me a little bit more about her.
She does perform different types of music. I've heard her do soft rock, also country. So we're excited to help get her name out there and grow herself. You will have silent auctions, 50-50, cash bar. You will buy tickets at the Dory. This year there will be $25 to help cover the expenses of the event, and also the profits will go to the Surviving Giving Back and Doris Bye Foundation.
She mentioned another key player in the work of putting on the fundraiser.
Fern Plecker, she has been a true blessing. I could not do it without her. She has opened up her venue to do the Boots and Bling, the Surviving Giving Back event. Also, she has allowed this year to have your camper to come on Friday or Saturday for the event. So we're so excited about different things this year.
I asked if there's still time to make a gift of items for the auction. Becky agreed individual donors or even corporate sponsors can be as creative or as simple as they choose.
Anything will pretty much go. Of course, we always take monetary donations, but if you want to build a basket of yours for yourself or your company, or to offset restaurants or maybe movie tickets and something else we could absolutely use for a silent auction or a door prize, we would absolutely welcome that item.
The combination of goods and services from local businesses and cheerfully assembled gift baskets can add to services and care packages the two organizations provide. What should someone do who wants to make a donation?
And they can get a hold of myself or Fern Plecker. My number is 540-691-6116. My name again is Becky Downer, and I'll be glad to pick up the item before the 15th so we can put that on a list and advertise it as well.
For the complete list of items Surviving and Giving Back includes in their care packages and will always accept donations towards, see the first part of this story at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.